Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for faith builders. You'll find daily good news reflections on the Scriptures of Mass, written by Terry Modica, to help you in your everyday life and struggles. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all live from the upstate New York area known as Orange County. Now, of course, this isn't live, but it is live for me as I'm recording, so therefore I say I'm recording it live. Go figure, huh? So, today I want to talk a little bit about smell. Well, I'm still going through physical therapy, a couple more weeks left, as per the recording of this podcast episode, and recently at one of these meetings, one of my PT therapy sessions and et cetera that I had, I and the physical therapist got talking about several things like we normally do. And we were mentioning, you know, different senses, you know, because one of the other physical therapists likes to play music in the gym area. And sometimes it's a song I like and I just get singing a little bit. And she's like, oh, your voice is so lovely to the ears, Father. How lovely, nice, enjoyable, et cetera. And within this talk, she mentioned smell. And I said, oh, you know, what is it about smell? She's like, well, I just learned something recently. And I said, what'd you learn? She just lost one of her dogs not too long ago in the far past. And he had a nose tumor. And she said the way they discovered that he had this tumor in his nasal cavity was the fact that he stopped eating. And I said, well, how are the two connected? She said, well, the vet told me that if a dog can't smell, dog won't eat. Dog has to smell its food in order to eat the food, which I guess in a way makes sense because of the powerful nature that the nasal cavity plays, you know, the ability to smell in a dog's life. You know, that's one of their major defense mechanisms, that smell for danger and et cetera. And, you know, as I'm pondering over that, and I've never heard that before, but I've never had a dog that sort of lost the ability to smell. So, you know, I was just, as I'm sitting with the ice pack on my knee and on my stump and stuff after I finished my physical therapy, my mind's going over and over and over again about this, you know, the smell. And I'm like, well, are we humans different in any profound way? You know, I smell buttery popcorn in the movie theater. Even if I just had dinner, I'm hungry all over again. Now, I don't buy it because I don't need it. But that physical response is of, you know, that sort of degree. I hear a beautiful piece of music. When I read and when I study and do writing, sometimes I'll just put on symphony music in the background. And it just does something to my brain, and I just find myself becoming more productive, i.e. the words just seem to flow out of me, and I write, or I'm able to retain more of what I read. And when I just see beautiful things, you know, beautiful paintings, or I'll watch a beautiful play before me, you know, my mind gets captivated. As I'm reflecting on how my senses have been impacted and shaped my life, you know, and how they've danced together, you know, hearing a beautiful opera, but seeing a beautiful opera perform, you know, our senses play a dramatic role in our life. I mean, all you have to do is read a multitude of the different books in the Bible to find how the Lord appeals to our senses as a way of conveying himself to us. One of the most profound ones that I can imagine is from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, near the end of it, Paul says, you know, as the baptized, we are those that carry the odor of Christ, the odor of sanctity. And for some, it smells like death, and others, it smells like life. You know, taste and see the good things of the Lord. You know, the still small voice that Elijah heard through the gentle breeze on the mountain. You know, our senses play a big role. Now, we can't lean too hard into them because our senses can be fooled. You know, magicians are good at that, you know, utilizing different aspects of our senses in order to take our mind in directions that will bring about a sense of being flummoxed, you know, a profundity. But yet that doesn't mean we go to the other extreme and just anything that comes to our senses we cast aside. It's a dance between the both and, you know, and how do our senses go together? We have a gentleman at the shrine here who's blind who sets up for mass for almost all the daily masses. The only time he's not here is when he's sick or at a doctor's appointment. You know, and to see him use his touch as a means of navigation in the sacristy is something that I've been learning about this summer. You know, the different textures of the items that we use. You know, for example, sometimes when I pick up a chalice and it looks one way, but yet it's so light because of the plating and et cetera. You know, I'm just putting these words out there, and as I'm recording, it's evening time. I don't know if you hear the crickets in the background, but it's an orange sort of sunset with sort of the purplish hues of the clouds dancing within that light. And the magnanimous aspect of the movements of these two different color lights are just phenomenal, you know, and I can have a scientific breakdown, you know, and I can have a beauty breakdown. But all of that requires on some sense of sight, you know, and a mind that is willing and to be open and honest and to engage these things, you know. Nature and the way our senses play within that realm is of the utmost importance, because God makes himself known through the created order, as we are reminded in Romans chapter 1. So I hope this little dance around our different senses has helped you to sort of appreciate the gift of your senses, but also maybe cause you to stop and just incorporate back into your day some moments of little reflecting on how has your senses brought about a sense of an experience, I guess, of awe and wonder in your life that has brought you into an even more open and engaging relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're listening on a platform with the little like icon, click that also. And if you want more of my content, head over to my website, The Frank Fryer. There at my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find my blog posts. You can find links to my Catholic Stand articles. You can find links to my YouTube videos, social media platforms that I use, and you can also email me through it. All of this can be located in one location, thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. You know that I'll be praying for you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.